My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's Legal Shield More Success Team group training call. We do this special call the very first Monday of every month to highlight and specifically focus on the group marketing arena of Legal Shield. I'm really excited to hear from our guest trainer tonight. Somebody that only talks the talk, but definitely walks the walk. Has a phenomenal story and is an outstanding trainer. So I'm going to quit and go straight out to Ada, Oklahoma, to Platinum 4 Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, the original $500,000 income earner, and the leader of the More Success Team. But most importantly, he's my pawpaw, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Pawpaw, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, Jeremy. Thank you. And Jeremy, we might add right here that we're going to give away two more iPads. They've already been won. We're going to announce them on the 9 o'clock call, so everybody be on it. We'll tell who won. One person from Oklahoma, one from Florida. So one won't say who right now. We'll do it at 9 o'clock. But one of them just got in about in April, and the other's been in a long time. So you could be in a short time or a long time. And, of course, that's this contest. And then, Randy, and you and I are working on another contest we can get for the people. But, you know, saying all that, Jeremy, people need to be in that Players Club. They really do need to be in it. But saying all that, we're very fortunate to have this gentleman on tonight. I've grown to know him. I've grown to like him. He's just a kind of person that you want to be around. Been 9.5 years in the business, 7 years of it was full-time, come from being a grocery store manager. He qualified for ED as quick as he went full-time. He qualified for ED. That was back in 2005. Had a beautiful wife and lived one ever incentive trip since 2005. That's it. Ever won, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. We received the 4th Golden App Award, about 5,000 sales a day at Players Club for 104 consecutive months, and over 2,000 Player Club points, and, of course, a great trainer. But most of all, I consider a personal friend, Mr. Bob Pelcher.
Wow, Mr. Moore, thank you so much. You know, listen to those kind of introductions, and I know we are very honored to be on your team, but most importantly, just the opportunity that Legal Shield gives us to do what we want to do. You know, after 30 years in the grocery business, ladies and gentlemen, think about that, 30 years in a business. And the first 15 to 20 years, I really enjoyed what I did. So what's that tell you? The last 10 years, I was definitely looking for an opportunity, and when you spent that many years in the grocery business, only thing you knew how to do was paper or plastic. And it was when a gentleman walked into my grocery store, you know, and asked me to take a look at something, handed me a videotape. This is a VHS tape. Now, see, we're up to DVDs and internet and websites now. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. Is we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, why I chose Legal Shield as an opportunity, you know, and why I chose the group arena in Legal Shield. Because a lot of you on this call tonight are involved in the group business of Legal Shield. And some of you may be looking at the opportunity as a group associate, group selling associate. You know, and then how I got my business started, how I launched my business into the group arena. You know, and how I've been able to maintain success in this business after 7 years of being full-time. And, of course, that's nothing compared to Mr. Moore after, what, 24 years now? You know, it's crazy. Or maybe 27 years, I think it is, since 19.
About 28, yes.
28, yeah. It's just, you know, and I look at that and I think, okay, 31 years, 30 years in grocery business, 28 in Legal Shield, you know, and the retirement you've built in this business, and I'll talk about residuals a little bit in this business for me, but, you know, I've got more retirement with Legal Shield already in the 7 years of full-time than I did after 30 years. That's sad, it is, but 30 years in retail. So, you know, again, why I chose Legal Shield was first and foremost the product. That's what I was first introduced to, was this product. And ladies and gentlemen, we can talk to recruiting people into this business, whether it's networking, group sales, CDL, small business, doesn't matter. But if you're not marketing the product first, sharing the product first, then you're doing yourself, in my opinion, a disservice because you're not letting the people see the real value of what this company is about. And it's the product we offer. Just like an automobile dealer. You know, they've got a great product. That's their belief. But if they're not driving that car, but you're driving a different brand, what's that tell you? You know, you've got to be a product of this product. You know, you've got to be in the driver's seat of this membership, meaning you've got to use it. And that's what I did. I bought the membership. I used the membership. And yes, I joined the business at the same time, but I didn't do the business immediately. It was probably a couple of months before I finally got a little bit involved because, as Mr. Moore alluded to, I was a store manager in a grocery store. And I jokingly did this when I did trainings a lot. I told people, being a store manager, you got to pick and choose. Yeah, right. I only worked half days. You know, usually it was like 12 hours. You know, when you commute 30 to 40 minutes one way, 12-hour work, how much does that leave? It wasn't a lot of time for this opportunity. But I decided if I was going to make something happen, it was going to be up to me. And so I got involved with Legal Shield. I went to my first group school in, I think it was July of 2003. Catherine Walden taught. And, you know, that lady is amazing. My wife got to go with me. And we opened our first group a couple of months later in September of 2003. It was a school district, the one that I live by. So that really helped because I knew somebody, and that's part of the cold call I'll talk about. From there, we just slowly kept working the business. 2.5 years into the business, I was making as much or more in Legal Shield than I was as a store manager. Now think about that. After almost 30 years, I was already making as much in Legal Shield part-time than I was as a store manager after 30 years. So I took a very big leap of faith, but that's what it was. It was faith because I believed in this company. I believed in this product. And I went full-time March 1st, 2005. And I've never looked back. I've never been sorry. Why I chose the group was the opportunity. The opportunity in group marketing for Legal Shield to me was I got to pick and choose where I went, who I worked with, what companies I called on. You know, I think this company's got so many spokes in the wheel for opportunity that we can go out and actually choose which area we want to do. And I know many people do more than one area. I do recruit on occasion. That's not my number one area, though. My number one area is group marketing, and I love it. I love it because I can pick the companies I work with. I get to decide. I mean, my employees are me, myself, and my wife. And we go out and do this business together. And, you know, I'll set the appointments. But, you know, the time freedom that this business has given us, and it does it in networking. It does it in every area. But even the group area gives me a lot of time freedom. The income, as everybody knows in this business, if you've had any success at all, you know the income is there. You can create as much income as you want. If you want more, you work more. I mean, you work more at your job, you make a little more in wages, but you pay a lot more in taxes. So in the bottom line is you really don't make any more when you work more for the corporate world. But in Legal Shield, we do. You know, there's no bosses involved with this. And, you know, in my 30 years in retail, I had bosses. I had employees. And let me tell you, the employees didn't always show up to work, and it just created more work for me. So with this business and group, I get to choose. You know, and then I want to talk about a lot of people go to group school, and the trainings are great. You need to go to group schools. You know, I went to my first one, as I said, July of 2003 at Catherine Walden. I was so excited when Legal Shield chose a few years ago to start bringing in special trainers, you know, from across this country, our group trainers, state group trainers. Folks, if you're anywhere close to Ada, Oklahoma, and when I say close, that's 10 hours. You can get there in 10 hours. You need to go to one of those trainings or more than one. I was very honored to get to go, and Jason Lavender came one time to Ada, got to go to his training. Then I got very lucky, and I got to go see Jimmy Parrish. And let me tell you, folks, that's number two producer in the United States last year, actually the last couple of years. You know, number one for Mr. Moore. I know Mr. Moore loves this guy. And he's been a little bit of a mentor for me. I get to call Jimmy and ask questions, even myself today. So there's a lot of folks out there to help us today. But I encourage everybody to get to group schools. Don't just go once. You need to keep going. You need to keep learning because you'll pick up things. That's what these calls are about. You know, every time we have these, I pick up little nuggets from Jimmy when he does a training, Yvette Mayo, Linda Bowden. I mean, my goodness. I've been getting to talk to Linda lately the last few months, and, you know, she's given me some great insights. And, you know, we've had some really good trainers on here. So, but the way I get out and get my business started, and I've heard a lot of people do it different ways, and all I can tell you is you need to find the way that works for you. You know, take the nuggets from all these different folks that have been in this business and find out which one works for you, because they may not work for you as well as somebody else. But that's what you get the opportunity to do, is choose. I'm not telling you this is what you have to do, but I will say this. You have to do something. You have to get busy. When I go out and do what I call a cold call, I do a little bit of background on it before I just walk in the front door somewhere. You know, I mean, if you haven't used a computer lately, there's a deal called Google Search. Folks, you can Google any company. You can Google the CEO. You can Google the HR of that company, and it's amazing what you can learn. Learn a little bit about the company, you know, before you go in. Or many of us, you know, I use the Reference USA website where you can find out about how many employees they have on there. It'll share that information who the CEO is or the president or the HR executive. Find out the chain of command in a company so when you walk in, you're not tripping over your tongue, you know. So, you know, and I try to I was just telling my wife this evening, you know, I opened up a group, a school last year. I work with a lot of school districts. I have about 25 school districts. But that's not where all the gravy, meat and potatoes are at. I opened up a group about 2 weeks ago, small company of 19 employees. I enrolled 14 of those employees. Why is that? Well, it's because you get a better chance to talk to 19 over you do 150 sometimes. 150, you might get 3 or 4 minutes. With this group, I got 15 to 20. Then we visited for 15 more. It was amazing. But that's where you get a lot of it, is when you have the time to visit with them. But you've got to be prompt and quick and to the point. So don't jump out there trying to get 150, 200 in a group thinking you're going to sell half of that right off the bat. You know, folks, you've got to stay in the small numbers. I think Mr. Rob Vest, he talks about most of his groups are under 50, definitely under 100. So, you know, he doesn't spend a lot of time in the big groups. Once I get this information from Google Search or Reference USA, you know, what I'll do is I may contact or I will contact group marketing just to make sure, you know, it's not a group account already. You don't want to walk in, you know, and find out that they already offer our product. If they ever do that, I always encourage everybody to just say, that's fantastic. I'm so glad to hear it. I hope everything's going well. And bow out. You know, it's a courtesy thing. You bow out. But if these groups are not already active or not open, then I will call, try to set an appointment, just let the gentleman know or ask to speak to the HR person. And that's exactly how I got these last two accounts I just did. I just called him up, told him my name was Bob Pilcher. I was actually going to be in your area next week for a couple of days. I want to see if I could stop by for a few minutes and drop off some information for you. And, you know, sometimes they'll ask who you're with. Sometimes they'll say, what's it about? Says, well, that's what I want to drop by for, just, you know, just to say hi, introduce myself. And you may or may not be interested, and that's totally fine. You know, isn't that kind of what Dave Savola talks about our product? You may or may not be interested, but I think your employees will see a lot of value in this, and it won't cost your company a dime. So, you know, and usually they'll say, yeah, that's fine. Stop by. I should be here. Or they'll give you a date and time. That's even better. And I'll tell you why you want to do that prior to walking in on the door, walking in, because I still consider this somewhat of a cold call. I'll tell you, I also have done some cold calls. But when you show up at that company, you walk in, the front desk person or the gatekeeper, you ask to see, you know, yes, I wanted to speak with Mr. Kenmore, and who are you? Well, my name is Bob Pilcher, and I called him last week, and he told me I could stop by today. By saying that, you know, what happens is they'll go get him or they'll call him, and usually they'll remember your name if it's only been a few days. Now, if you wait 2 or 3 weeks, they're going to forget who you are. But, I've done that many times, and that person will come out or they will take me back to their office. Folks, that's the hardest part sometimes, is just getting to that person. And when you get there, you thank them, you sit down, you know, you have a very quick little presentation when you're ready, but you try to break the ice with just a little bit of information about, you know, their company. You know, I try to, you know, compliment, you know, I compliment their building or their front office or something, or, you know, the lady up front, well, she was extremely nice and very helpful, you know, just something. Because by doing that, that breaks the ice and let them start to talk. And then I'll have my stuff ready to present to them, sharing with them. But one of the things I'll ask them, I said, now, you know, I appreciate your time. I think your time is valuable. But real quickly, how much time do I have? Do I have about 10 minutes or so? And they'll say, yeah, that'll be fine. I've actually had someone, I said, do I have about 10 or 15? He goes, oh, you got about 5. You need to know that when you sit down with a decision maker. Because if you go in there thinking you get 15 or 20 minutes, and at 5 minutes they start cutting you off, two things happen. They're not listening to you anymore, and you're irritating them because you're not leaving. So you need to know how much time you have. Now, one of the first things I use, and it's on a website, and I'll have to email it to Mr. Moore, and he can forward it out to you, but it's the top 10 legal issues for working adults. I love that top 10 because I'll take that sheet, and I'll just spin it around. I'll ask the decision maker. I said, just a quick question. I said, do you know of how many of your employees might be dealing with some of these issues? And to this day, I've yet to have one say, well, probably not really any, because most of the time they always say, about all of them. And I said, wouldn't you agree these are life events situations for these folks? And they'll agree with you, because you have to ask questions you know the answers to. And with that, you know, starting the cycle of questions, you know, to where you get them to agree and a nod in their head, well, it's like that about, Wilbur Smith. He always said, get them nodding, get them nodding. And when you get them to agree to that, then you just let them know, you know, well, our company has a very unique product to help them with these type of issues. So hopefully we can keep them at work, keep them focused on their jobs, and help them and keep money in their pockets. Because in today's economy, we know the money's very tight for most people. And I think that's one of the things we've all heard when we go to companies or even individuals. They love our product, but they just can't afford it. So what we have to do is let them understand we know the economy's tough, but we also know that if they don't have access to protection, it's going to be even worse for some people. So I'd like to show you how our product might be a benefit. You know, I don't want to tell them that absolutely it's going to be, because when you start telling somebody something, I feel like, you know, you're not letting them make a decision. But if you say it to where it's in an agreeance, then they'll start to agree with you. And, you know, once I get that down, I just ask them, how many of your employees do you think have updated their wills lately? And they'll probably either they don't know or probably not very many. I said, how many of them do you think would like to have an updated will? Because everybody here agrees that's one of our biggest selling points, you know, is the power and the value of a will. Well, Mr. Moore, I can tell you that's exactly what our company is wanting to do, is wanting to help your employees take care of that and not worry about the cost. And that's one of the things we offer all those that enroll in our services as a complimentary product, but yet valued at $500+. Now, is that something you could ever make available to your employees? And then we'll talk about identity theft. What have you seen in identity theft in the news lately? Let them tell you, because if some of them don't see a value or don't see a problem, you're sharing a product that they have no interest in. And many times you'll find out somebody just, as a matter of fact, I'm meeting with a gentleman tomorrow. He's the president of a small company. And when I first showed up to see him a week or two ago, first thing I said to him was something about identity theft and life events legal plan. And when I said identity theft, guess what? He had an issue. Matter of fact, he says, where were you 5 years ago? Folks, that was a shoe-in. I had him because I hit the button. I hit his hot button. And I let him tell me, hey, if they want to talk, your 10 minutes don't matter anymore. He wants to talk. He told me about his identity theft issues. And he told me that he had to go through. I said, wouldn't that have been nice to be able to pick up the phone and call toll-free to the top company in the world to take care of this, and you wouldn't have had to do all that? And he goes, that would have been fine. See, I found out by asking, you know, identity theft. What do you know about identity theft? Do you see it as a problem? You know, if you ask that question, either they see it or they don't see it. If they don't see it, once again, you're just, you know, hitting your head against the wall trying to share them that we got a great product. Because we do, but they don't see it. So by doing that, you get the interest of them to make it available to the employees. And that's where I'm going back tomorrow to meet with this guy again to follow up to set our enrollment date and get it started. But you've got to find out. You know, and one other way I'll tell you what I've done on some cold calls is I've actually, and this has been quite a few years ago, probably 5 years ago, sometimes I'll just walk in the front door of a company, and these were some car dealerships. Of course, you know what happens at a car dealership. Salesmen just flood you. And I'll just ask them, you know, who's their HR director or who handles your benefits here or who's the controller or sales manager. You know, it depends on the size of the company. If they have a lot of employees, they're probably going to have an HR or a controller. And I'll just ask for their name. And they'll usually give it to you. The salesman will. And I'll write the name down, and I'll turn around and walk out. Then I'll call the next day. I'll wait a day or two. I'll call the dealership back and ask directly for them. And then this is honest truth. You just pick up the phone, you call the dealership, and they ask, how can I transfer your call? You ask for that individual. And when they transfer you to them, you just say, hi, yeah, this is Bob Pilcher, and I was in yesterday, and I stopped by to see you, and I know you were busy, so I didn't want to bother you, but wanted to see if I could stop by. Remember what I said earlier? If I could stop by in a couple of days when I'm back in your area, I've got some information I'd like to share with you. And you kind of do that little spill with them, you know, it won't cost your company a dime, but I know your employees or employees I've dealt with in other companies have seen some value. And they may say, well, what's it pertain to? Well, it's a product that we offer employees of companies through a payroll deduction. Again, it costs your company nothing. And it helps them with some of their day-to-day legal issues and also helps them with identity theft, which is a major problem today. Would you agree? And they probably will agree most of the time. and say, so again, could I just stop by in a couple of days? See, by stopping in the first time cold call to get some information, there's different ways to do it. And folks, if you have to drive very far, as I do, I mean, my closest city is about 30 miles from where I live. And when I call it a city, we're talking 7,000 people. That's a small town. But my closest city is Wichita, Kansas, of 300,000, or over 40 miles away. So, but I do a lot in the rural communities. So there's a lot of ways to get your foot in the door, but you have to be professional, you have to be compassionate, but you have to be brief till you can get in the door to talk to them. You can't sell this to them over the phone. We've said that about our product. You can't sell the group product to them either. You've got to be able to get to them and get face-to-face, or as we talk it, belly-to-belly. Once, like I want to do tomorrow when I'm meeting with this gentleman tomorrow, setting up the enrollments, we're just going to, he'd already told me when their sales meeting was coming, but I just want to confirm that. And that's something, when you sit down with somebody and they agree to do this, if it's more than a week out, you definitely need to follow up with them a couple of times. If it's only a week out, you need to follow up with them a couple of days prior. Because, folks, this is not what they're working for every day. They're working for selling their product and doing their business. You know, we need to make sure they know we're coming. So you need to follow up, double check with them, and make sure everything's correct. When you set the enrollment time, find out how much time you're going to have. You know, I mean, I always let them know it's going to take about 15 minutes to share the product, maybe 20, that's okay. And, you know, when you get there to do it, you remind them of that again. You know, as I mentioned last week, you know, it'll take about 15, 20 minutes, so that's still going to work for you. Sometimes they'll tell you, well, you know, things are getting tight. Can you cut it to about 10 minutes? You have to know. You have to know, and you have to respect their time. You have to respect their time. And once you get set up in there, you know, I use the brochures. I use an application with the cost. I actually have a slip of paper I put on it, shows the cost, so I can give them the options. I have options there. They can enroll in option one, two, three. You know, I have a different scenario where they can choose identity theft or identity theft with Safeguard. You know, I set it up so they have their different options to choose because, as we all know, many places, if you, you know, and I've tried it both ways. I find this works best for me. But when I've had them write the prices down on the application, two things happen. Some of them won't write it down, and some of them write it down wrong. So if I leave it on there, when they take it with them, if they don't enroll while I'm there, at least they'll still have the price with them. So that at least they'll understand the cost of the product. You know, so I try to get that set up properly. Depending on the time limit, you know, whether I'll bring donuts or cookies in the afternoon or whether I'll do a Subway lunch, you know, that's your option. You have to decide what's best for you based on the time allowed. How to follow up with your members and HR people. And folks, I'll tell you this, even if you're selling individual memberships, this is kind of crazy, but if you're not getting on your back office every day when you're making sales and verifying the members, and here's why. I opened up a group about 2 weeks ago, about time of convention, and you know, I checked on it on the weekend when we got back home, and one of the applications hadn't processed on one of the members. And I spent a good part of Monday on the phone with a lot of different people at corporate, and finally at 5 o'clock, we finally got a hold of somebody in the mailroom, and they found one of the applications still in the UPS envelope. I'm telling you this only so this is your business. These are your applications. This is your customers. You can't tell a customer we lost an application and blame it on the company. You're responsible. You have got to stay on top of this. You know, you've got to stay on top of where the applications are, make sure everybody processes. You know, look at the penmanship of our customers when they write and fill out an application. I had two this morning that processed, and they had the emails wrong. You know, and they correct them instantly if you get the information back to corporate. But if they have an email wrong, guess what? They're never going to get an email from corporate, which is very powerful because that's part of retention. So you need to make sure everything's being processed. Whether you're selling five a week, five a month, five a day, you just need to take a few minutes. It doesn't take any time to verify those, to look at them. And that's something my wife does really well for me. She helps me take care of that kind of stuff. So it's something you need to do to protect your business, to protect your retention, to protect credibility for you and for Legal Shield. You know, payroll people, as soon as I get done with a new group, what I will try to do is I will try to get a plant or a flower sent to them within the next week, a thank you type, you know, deal, letting them know. I had one school clerk sent me an email thanking me for the plant. said she thought her husband had done something wrong when she first got it because he'd sent her a plant. Then she saw the card on it. But, you know, I mean, this that little token of appreciation for allowing us, because that's extra work for that payroll person sometimes, or HR. You know, not much, but if you do something like that, then you build that relationship. And we always talk about building relationships. It's so important today. A couple quick notes here I want to finalize up with, but you have to continue to service the groups you open and conservation groups. I've been given conservation groups over the past few years, and, you know, people say, well, you know, some people let them go because they said they're not writing any business in them. You won't write business every single time on a group when you're servicing it. But it's not always about writing business. It's about servicing those that have the membership. You know, I've helped so many members in groups that I didn't write the business in. But you know why? Because they're a member, and they need to understand, need to have the value. And if they do, guess what happens? They tell a coworker because it worked for them. And if it works for them, guess what? Now you'll probably get a sell from the coworker because they had a positive experience with Legal Shield and maybe with you as the associate. So it's so important to service groups. I go to groups a lot of times and do a follow-up service and may not get a single sale. But what I like is I like the members that come in to me, and I'll always ask them when they say, well, I've had the service for 6 months or a year and haven't used it. I say, well, that's great. Let me ask you a quick question. Have you updated your will? Because sometimes they have done it and they just forgot. But many times they haven't. I always take extra will questionnaires with me and say, well, would you like to have another one so I can help you get that started? And they'll take it. Secondly, I'll ask them, have you activated your identity theft membership? And folks, that is so critical, because if people are getting their monthly monitoring, then that means they're taking advantage of the service, so it is working. And before you service any existing groups of your own or any conservations, be sure you get a conservation list of all the members active in that group, because immediately you can give them their membership numbers, confirm their addresses, and get things corrected if necessary. It's all about service. Your insurance agent does it with you on your auto and your home. Why wouldn't you do it with your Legal Shield members? You know, this is a whole package, this company, this product, this business, and I like every avenue of it. You know, and again, what I really like about it is the people that are in the business. When I want to call somebody, Linda Bowden, Jimmy Parrish, Mr. Moore, they'll answer questions for me when I call them. You know, they're there to help you, because helping you helps them. You know, and that's what this business is about. Nobody's going to take business from anybody else. It's not about that. It's just helping other people have success in the business. I mentioned also the residuals. My residuals are nowhere where Mr. Moore's are at, but I've still got a few years to catch up to him. But I can tell you one thing. To this day, since I left the grocery business of 30 years, I've never made less in a single month than I ever did when I was a store manager. And I don't work near as many hours, and I work from home. You know, I get to pick and choose, as I said before, when I work, where I work, and how much I work. And my wife and I are going to spend our 34th wedding anniversary in Hawaii, where we went on our honeymoon 34 years ago on the same day. We're going to be there on the same day, so we're looking forward to that. And I'll leave everybody with one thought here. Take your thoughts and attention from things you don't want and focus and put them on things you do want. You can't dwell on the things, you know, that aren't going to happen. Or, you know, if you dwell on the bad, it's going to be bad. Dwell on the good, and it'll come around. Again, Mr. Moore, I just thank you for this opportunity and for Legal Shield opportunity, because it has changed our lives. More time freedom, more time with the family, and I just thank God and this whole company for everything they've given us.
Bob, we thank you. What a tremendous, I hope people have taken notes, what a tremendous, tremendous amount of training you did. I hope Randy gets that, has recorded it and got it up. We want to thank you. We want to thank you for everything you've taught us tonight, Bob, but we want to thank you for being a friend, and we want to thank you for being on the team. And folks, remember, the 9 o'clock call, we've been asking who won the iPads, and going to be another great call, another great, great speaker. But just put God first, family second, Legal Shield third, and I'll see you at 9 o'clock. Thank you. God bless.